a missed plane, a missed limousine, and a couple other things. Frank Zappa.
Hey.
How you doing?
I told you I was going to be here, and I'm here. Wasn't easy, but I made it.
Yeah? How was the gig tonight?
It was very good, and it was very noisy, and it was quite lively, is what it was.
Yeah?
Yeah, very lively. In fact, it looked like an Aerosmith concert.
People really got into it.
Yeah, they got into it.
Felt the spirit.
Yes. And because I'm so late getting over here, I figured I would try and apologize by bringing along one of the cassettes that was made off of the mixing board at the concert.
Okay.
And if you can do it, this is the opening of the show. For those of you who didn't go to the show, this is what you missed, and for those of you who did, this is how the show started.
To the members of our rocking teenage combo. Please pay close attention to this. Check this out. This is Vince Colaiuta on drums. Arthur Barrow on bass. Patrick O'Hearn on bass. Tommy Mars on keyboards. Denny Waller on guitar and vocals. Peter Wolf on keyboards. Ed Mann on percussion. All right. Now, before we continue, I just want to repeat a couple of other safety precautions. You know, because... Now look, I want to have a good time. You want to have a good time. But I don't want anybody hurt while we're doing it.
Sounded like it was getting pretty rowdy then.
Well, at that point in the show, we still had people that were hanging from the rafters all over the building. And we were trying to tell them to come down, because if they were to fall, not only would they injure themselves, but anybody underneath of them would have been mashed. So,
you know, jamming up against the front of the stage.
Yeah, it was really packed in there.
Sounded like it was fun. Well, welcome back to Boston, and welcome to BCN. It's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, about a year.
Hey, what's happening with, you have a, there is a new album, Frank Zappa album. I was going to say you have a new album out, but what is happening with you and your record label? I've heard conflicting stories about who's doing what with what.
Well, what's happening right now is I have about a $20 million lawsuit against Warner Brothers and my former manager. And Warner Brothers has insisted on releasing tapes which they do not own. They haven't paid for the tapes, nor do they have mechanical licenses for the compositions that are contained on these albums. If any of you have seen the Studio 10 album, look at it. You'll see that there is no information about who wrote the music, who publishes it, or who's playing on it. This is just purely a case of a record company saying, sue me.
But who did write it, and who did?
Well,
who owns it?
I own it. I wrote it, and I also paid to have the tapes made. And I delivered the tapes to Warner Brothers, and they didn't pay me. And they've got the tapes, and they're releasing them. So that's what's happening.
Sounds a little shaky.
Yeah, it's a little shady. But Warner Brothers, you know, in spite of the fact that they have Bugs Bunny for a logo, they're not a real cute record company. They're really bad people.
Really?
Yeah, bad people.
Nasty. Sounds like the subject for a good song, actually.
Well, probably several good songs. But anyway, let's don't dwell on that. The
All right.
future lies ahead. I've made a deal with Phonogram to distribute a new label called Zappa Records, and the first release on that label comes out in January.
Is this music that you were playing tonight, is that from the release in January?
Oh, that particular thing right there, that's just the vamp that we play when I come on stage. I come out there and just play guitar a lot in the beginning of the show, and then after they settle down a little bit, then we start playing songs.
When you get them off the rafters and back in their seats.
Yeah, when it's calmed down.
Well, this afternoon, we thought you were coming up this afternoon, and there was... people kept calling up and wanting to know what was going on.
Well, should I tell them?
Yeah, tell them what happened. And then we got some questions, because people were calling in with questions.
Okay, well, we were playing in Springfield last night, and when I found out how close it was to Boston, I thought it was stupid to drive to the airport in Springfield, take a plane, and then drive here. So we decided to take a bus. So we got the Peter Pan bus company to pick us up. And meanwhile, our road manager is trying to call the promoter of the concert here and tell him that we're not going to be on the plane. And his line was busy all the time. We couldn't get through to him, and so he didn't know that we were coming in on a bus. And furthermore, I didn't find out until I got to town that I was supposed to come here to do an interview. We took a bus from Springfield at 2 o'clock, got here at 4. I got off the bus. A girl in the lobby of the hotel said, "Hey, you're supposed to be on the radio." I said, "What?" And we had an hour to change our clothes and get back in the car and drive out to do the sound check. So the hour goes by, and there's no limousines at the hotel. There's been a complete mix-up. And I found out after the limousines did get to the hotel that the promoter had showed up in this special car for me, this ancient, restored Rolls-Royce limousine with woodwork. It was really beautiful. He just bought it, and he had been waiting at the airport for hours for us to get in. He'd been sitting there with wine in the back of the car and, you know, all that kind of show business sleaze.
Oh, God.
And to make it even worse, you know, Russo is from Providence, and he had driven up from Providence and just made it to the airport in time to meet the purported plane. And when it didn't come in, he was really worried. And he started calling all over the place, and, you know, there was no way to let him know what happened. But it turned out okay. I finally got to the radio station. We finally played the concert, and here we are.
There you go. Hey, well, what do you think of the new pope?
The new pope? Well, if there's one thing that we've always required, it's a Polish pope.
A Polish pope? You any Polish pope jokes?
Not yet, but I'm sure that I will accumulate them in my travels. Mm. You know.
Well, we got a couple of questions that people called in earlier on today. One question, last year, cuts from the Leather 4 records on Mercury, is that stuff being released?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's tied up, it's all tangled up in that same lawsuit.
The same lawsuit?
Yeah, it's a gigantic, humongous lawsuit involving a lot of stupid people.
How much material of yours is involved in this lawsuit?
Ten sides.
So the equivalent of five albums.
Well, one double album and three single albums.
Where are these other two single albums? Were they ever released?
They will be. I'm sure Warner Brothers is going to try and put them out. It's one of the inequities of the American legal system that if you have a civil case in a state like California where the courts are so backed up, you can't have your case heard for 5 years. You have to wait in line. And so that always works in favor of the bad guy. You know. Now, Warner Brothers is abusing me by continuing to release these albums. They haven't paid me for this stuff. And they expose themselves in a peculiar way because of the federal copyright laws by releasing the stuff with no copyright information and no licenses to actually use the things, you know. But so they figure, oh, you know, Zappa, what'll he do? He's from the 60s and stuff. I mean, who cares about him? So blow it out. Just stick the stuff out. And, you know, we here at Warner Brothers will make all this money and he can just go blow, you know. I happen to take a different approach to it. I say, I will see you all in court, but I won't see him there for another 3 to 5 years.
For another 3 to 5 years. And in the meantime, they keep all that money.
That's right. They haven't paid me any royalties.
And all that interest, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that accumulates, too. Can you get all that interest back? Can you get all that stuff?
Well, that's part of the damages that are claimed in the suit. You know, not only are there literal damages for the entire accounting of... you know, what they've earned on the records, but
right.
There should be punitive damages, too, for the fact that they would subject any artist to this. And I figure if they'll do it to me, they'll do it to anybody, you know.
How does that affect you? Like, I mean, can you compartmentalize that in your mind when you're going through all the civil kind of crap? Can you just take that and just put it off and say, okay, well, it's time to write now or time to go in the studio?
Well, it's a little difficult. It has affected my work quite a bit. And if I was bitter before, I'm a lot more bitter now, because not only does it aggravate a person to have to confront a major corporation with billions of dollars of resources all pitted against you, but it makes you mad when you have to scrape all your money together and hire your own lawyers to go chase them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I go out and play my concerts, and whatever I make from singing Dynamo Hum at the end of the show, I'm turning over to a bunch of guys in Hollywood who are lawyers. You know?
Kind of a frustrating experience.
Yeah, well, it's a very annoying. Try it sometime.
No, thank you. Okay, another question. Somebody wanted to know, where are some of the old mothers, like Jimmy Carl Black?
Jimmy Carl Black is living in El Paso.
In El Paso. What about Motorhead Sherwood?
He lives in Los Angeles and works at a boat repair place.
In the true tradition of the mothers. Don Preston, what happened to him?
He plays keyboards with Leo Sayer's touring band.
And Jeff Simons?
Jeff Simmons is probably living with his parents in Seattle.
Boy, they do come and they go, huh?
They come, they go.
Yeah. Okay, how come Terry Bozzio?
Bozzio?
Bozzio doesn't tour.
He does tour, but he's not touring with me anymore.
He's not touring with you?
No, he's not in the band anymore. We have a new drummer.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else on this tape we can play from the concert? I mean, there was a lot of people that wanted to go that couldn't get tickets.
Yeah, why don't you play a record, and then we'll spot another place on the tape and play it for them.
You want to play Disc Jockey tonight?
Well, actually, what I really want to do is go get something to eat, because I'm starving to death. I can't eat before I play, and I have to wait until after the show. But
okay.
I figured it was my duty to come down here.
Well, let's play a few more things off this. We'll play a record first, and then we'll get a couple things off the live concert, and then we'll let you go get something to eat.
Okay.
104 WBCN, we're talking with Frank Zappa tonight, who played at the North Shore Coliseum in a rowdy concert out there. Had a lot of fun, and Frank brought down a cassette of the concert. What is this we're going to listen to?
The name of the song is, City of Tiny Lights, and the lead vocal is Denny Wally. And then, so he plays the first slide solo in it, and then I play a solo after that.
All right, let's check it out.
Okay.
City of tiny lights. Where don't you wanna go? In the tiny auto home. When the tiny blow, tiny lightning. In the storm, tiny blankets keep you warm. Tiny pillows, hey, tiny, 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 tiny sheets.
They're the people's ears.
City of tiny lights. Well, maybe you should know that it's over there in a tiny dirt somewhere.
You can see it anytime when you get the squint from your bombers and your wine. You're so big, it's so tiny. Every cloud is silver liney. The great escape for all of you.
Thank you.
the storm. Tiny blankets. Keep you warm.
To wait to hear the rest of that until the new album comes out. That's going to be on your next album?
Yeah, that song is. Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
City of Tiny Lights.
And who did the first guitar break again?
The first guitar break was Denny Wally.
Denny Wally.
The guy who's singing lead on it.
That was incredible. Well, Frank, thank you for coming by. I know you're real tired. You want to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to give me something to eat.
Find a place where there's some lox and bagels at 1 o'clock in the morning. Good luck with the music, with the lawsuit, and with your next album. When can we expect that?
That'll be out in January, and the name of it is Martian Love Secrets.
Martian Love Secrets.
That's right.
More songs for the back seat of your car, huh?
Okay, let me out of here.
All right. Thank you very much for coming by.
Play these people some real rock and roll, would you?
We're 104 WBCN in Boston.